The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. Today we got a very special Tapping In, and I'm going to talk about a few things that you guys are concerned about. I'm going to make you better. You're just going to feel better. You know how after every show, you guys feel better? I feel better. I mean, I really do. You feel better? I feel better. I get rid of your demons. I get rid of my demons. And so we're going to get rid of some demons tonight, and we're going to hang out. I'd like to say, you know, thank you guys for tuning in from all over the world. Have you guys noticed how many people we got from all over the planet? Every week we got people from like all these different countries and spots and places. And I'm just, you know, glad you're listening. I'm glad you're tuning in. I appreciate you being here very much so. And so I see Miho, you're over in Japan. You're in Japan today, right? Is that where you are? Yeah. Thumbs up. Let me talk to Miho. Let's see what she's doing. Miho, what you doing? You're hanging out. I know you're in Japan because I see my favorite antique horse behind you, you know? And so there we go. Hi, I just want to say hi.
Go ahead, unmute
yourself. There we go. Where's that button? There it is. Yes, I can hear you. Hey, girl, how are you?
I'm good, and thank you so much, Gary. I remember my mom. I'm here because I was called by the doctor because she's, you know, ready. But she's back in the house.
She's not ready anymore.
No.
I remember. I think it was last week or week before. I can't remember. But we're doing the show. And said my mom. She's, you know, tired. She's ready. And I'm like, I don't know about all that.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm going to say thank you again at your retreat.
You're going to be at the retreat in person in beautiful Ojai, California, you guys. And so I really appreciate you being there. I really appreciate that. And thank you for all you guys that are coming. And if you hadn't signed up for the retreat yet, all you got to do is sign up with Michelle. You call her up, call her cell phone, 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548, or go to GarySpivey.com. Well, I just want to say hello, and I'm clearing away a little bit of darkness. I'm clearing some stuff off your mom, okay?
Thank you so much.
It's really interesting. These upside-down black pyramids that you've heard me talk about of recent, there's all these different times where we clear a whole layer of dimension, dimensions. And so I'm just clearing that off. And so there you go. And so I just cleared it off of her and cleared it off of you. And so there, see how light you feel? Warm. Now you got hot all inside. And you're in Japan, right? You're in Japan.
Yes.
When you notice how instant you get hot, you know, when you clear somebody with your spiritual gifts, guys, it's at the speed of thought, which is much faster than the speed of sound or speed of light. It's like really fast. So you look good. Tell your mom you're going to bring her whatever she wants right now. You're yelling at
her. I will. Thank you. We love you so much.
Hey, I love you back. Love you back. Oh, she's sweet. There we go. And so, you know, it's really, really neat when you see people change instantly, though, from a long distance, from and that's how fast it is. When you wish good on somebody, when you project light to somebody, you guys that are warriors, stop it. Don't worry. You know, be happy for real. And so when you stop projecting your worry and just project your good energy and your light, I mean, it is very karmic these days. All good stuff comes to you. You know, you'll be like, I pick on Wally every week. Hey, Wally, what you doing? What you up to?
Oh, I'm bet he's running a marathon. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I loved it last week when you told Dean, let me know when and where. I'm going to take you. What's wrong? I got all this feedback. Listen, where? I'm getting feedback. Where am I getting it from?
Somebody's got a phone on at your house.
Oh.
Somewhere, somehow.
Okay. Anyway, there we go.
Oh. Well, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yeah. I've got a question. A couple of days ago, I was walking my dog over to the dog play thing. And I looked both ways before I started to walk. And we got a little over halfway, and this car came barreling up next to me. He stopped about 5 feet from me. Did my angels protect me? I mean, I could have been smashed.
Yeah, how warm did your hands get right then when you asked the question?
They're hot. They're
okay,
very hot.
I'm an empath, so I'll feel everything happening in my body that you got going on in yours. So my hands caught on fire when you asked that question. So that means, of course, your angels protected you. And see, you guys, you have to realize you have this kind of protection. You know, and so, like, Wally, you run marathons. I keep picking on you. But you run marathons. Dean's going to, you know, he's been working on it a little bit. I think he ran all the way down to Starbucks the other day, which is about 2 blocks.
Yep. You know, okay. Halfway there.
Yeah.
Did you run those? So you have to run.
I ran halfway there. I was clenching my chest. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I think he's about to run against you, Wally.
I ran about 10 miles on Friday.
Oh, Lord. You ran 10 miles. Okay. Yeah. And how old are you, Wally? How old are you?
I am 78.
Damn. You're 78. Well, I got you beat. I got you. I'm just saying, you know, I got somebody I think that can take you. Okay. She's been my friend for like 40 years for real. But she's absolutely amazing. Okay. We're celebrating her 80th birthday. Okay.
Okay.
We're coming up on that in just a minute. And so she's one of my best friends. She's a workout guru to the stars, for real. And so she's responsible for a lot of people's bodies, you know, like Bette Midler, Katie Couric, RuPaul. But her name's High Voltage. And so can you guys show this clip? No, that's her name. You got to show this clip. Okay. And so let me play a song. Okay. Hey Siri, play Sylvester, You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, the original. There we are.
You Make Me Feel by Sylvester and Soul Wax, now playing.
Okay. This is High Voltage.
Yes, you do. It's not the same. Mighty Real.
This is okay.
Yes, you do.
My God.
Wally, I think she can take you. I do.
She has me shaking in my boots.
I love Bolton. So inspirational.
No, I don't think I want to compete with her.
Look at her. I love her.
Hey, Siri. Off. Anyway, so... this is high voltage. Come over here.
And so this birthday, is High Voltage. Yeah.
Oh, she's with you.
Yes, she's here. She's here. We just did this.
This was for over 40 years, something that never changes. And many times in New York, I'm kind of known as the First Lady of Energy. And I never wanted to like over ask, but it would happen periodically that I just... something was happening. I could literally feel the energy force being pulled out of my body. And I've been, this is where I go. And I have for 40 years. And I've said it on camera. I've said it to anybody who will listen. So
you're sweet. You're so kind.
I love him. And I'm so happy to be here tonight. So
I'm happy you're here.
I'm aging. What I'm an example of is we all age. That's not negotiable. But Patrick, we don't rust and rot. I'm not rusting and rotting. I'm aging, but I'm not rusting and rotting.
That's thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to meet you.
Very happy to meet you. You run marathons? Is that what I heard you say? Very cool. Yeah. Well, I'm just, stepping back in, but God bless all. Energy up. Woo!
Thank you.
The woo be with you.
You had that plan, Gary, didn't you?
There we are. Yeah, I set you up. There we are.
Yeah, you
did. And so, you know, just to say to everybody, you know, everybody, I think that we are set in our mind in ignorance of aging, I do. I think it is absolutely the we're all a little bit wackadoo on getting older. And so you get, you know, you get a little older, something's not working quite, you know, you're freaking out, right? And you don't have to get old. You can get older by a year, but you don't have to get old. You can actually get younger. I mean, Voltage is, we're going to celebrate her birthday pretty soon, and she's turning 80. Right?
Wow.
That's the new 80. Wally, you're the new 78. Okay. And you're running like 10 miles every day. Of course, Dean's trying to make it to Starbucks and get some coffee. Right. And so,
but well, the caffeine should speed him up a little bit.
It does.
Yeah. It I think so. Yeah, Richard, you know, and my family in Ohio, Richard and Alice. I mean, you know, she's, I think Richard is 81, and Richard and Alice is 85 or 84. And so, right? And they are amazing. They have so much light, so much energy. And so, you guys, stop getting old in your head. I think this is so important. And you can actually manifest young. You can totally do this. You can manifest your light, your energy of youth. You can manifest that. You can pull that into yourself. And you don't have to get old. Getting old is just some crazy thing that somebody told you. Don't believe it.
Right.
Okay? You can manifest getting young. You can manifest being younger. And you want to surround yourself with people that think youthful. You want to be around that. That's a good vibe. That's a good thing to do. And so, and I think Terry, let me talk to Terry Mahoney. She's the youngest 12-year-old I know. Hey, my girl.
Oh, unmute yourself. Oh, I thought you had Michelle. Sorry. I thought Michelle was unmuting herself.
There we are.
Terry. All right. All right, Terry, unmute, please.
Hi, you guys.
You're so young. I mean, you are so young. Yeah. You know, and you get younger. You really do. You get younger. You get younger all the time, and you're amazing. I mean, if somebody's around you, in 5 minutes they're feeling better. If somebody's around Voltage, in 5 minutes they're feeling better. If somebody's around Wally, in 5 minutes they're feeling better, or 2 minutes. And it's the same thing with Richard and Alice and Ojai. And you're going to be around them for a minute. You're laughing. You're having fun. You're enjoying your moments. And so that's what it's about. It's about enjoying your day, enjoying who you are, and enjoying who you want to be. And so, and then you become that. But you're and I'm not picking on you because you're not an old person, but you are so young. You are like, I think of you as, I really think of you as about 25.
Yay!
You know, and so, and if you're in a room full of 25-year-olds, guess who the star is? I mean, I see Terry's at retreats all the time, and Terry can be in the room with a bunch of you 25-year-olds, you lazy. Anyway, I can't go there, but and she's telling you how to be, and she motivates you guys, and I see her. You're all the time motivating young people, and so I think this is beautiful. What a beautiful thing you do.
Thank you.
Yeah. So how are you? So what you doing? You were in Hawaii a week or two ago. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm resting for the last few days, so I needed to recoup.
Good.
Yeah. Getting love your last energy clearing. Oh my goodness, that was
what powerful. That do? It was powerful. I remember it being powerful. But you know what? I don't remember them. I do them live time, and so when I'm doing something psychic, it don't go into the part of my brain that retains. What was it about?
The mirror.
Yes, I got that. I mean, I got that. I drove Neil's crazy trying to produce that in 30 seconds. I called him and I said, you got to change what I was doing. Here's what God wants me to do. He's giving me a gift of a mirror, and you look at it and you see your negativity in it. And then you ask for the gift and you get rid of it, and it makes it more powerful to kill the demons. And so that's a very powerful meditation.
And I've never been able to see dark. Or I can see dark. I can't make out what the dark is.
Okay, but this gave it definition, right?
Yes, it did.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. What's the darkest thing I can't see of all? And so that's basically what this does. So if you guys did not get the gift of the mirror, let me bring it down for you, okay? This is a gift of a mirror. It looks like a dressing mirror, and I'm pulling it down. There you go. You can ask for the gift. God, please give me the gift of the mirror.
Mirror, please, God, give me the gift of the mirror.
There it goes. Perfect. There. Went right into you. There we go. Perfect. Good. Now then, look how you feel now, Terry. See?
I feel really good.
Yeah. You got all that. You got all these people that gift. That's a, you know, the spiritual gifts really do set you free. And that was a crazy one. I got that at the last second before I went on to do the meditation. And I got everybody scrambling, trying to put it together. But that was a very powerful one. When I get these meditations, they come straight from God, by the way. And so I don't have a broker or somebody in between or something. And, you know, it's not something I dreamed. You know, it's really, I just simply ask God, what do people need right now? And you need to see the darkness. And let me tell you guys, you want to piss off God? Let me tell you how to piss him off. And so, because I had a client I was working with this week and a friend, and God got pissed with him. And when God gets pissed, he says, you tell him blah, 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 you know, and people don't think God will be stern with you. Well, you're wrong. He'll be very stern with you. If you want to piss off God, don't believe in demons for about a minute, because that pisses him right off, because he does so much to clear the demons and the dark energies and all this negativity on our little planet called Earth down here, you know, and for you to say, well, I just don't quite believe it's kind of ugly. Demons are ugly and nasty. And I listen to your whining, right? Well, God don't want to hear your whining. So if you want to piss him off, just tell him that and see what happens. I mean, really, because, you know, that kind of really pisses him off. And so that's the reason I think he gave us that gift or this mirror where you can look in it. It's like it looks like a dressing mirror. You look in this mirror and you'll be able to see your negativity behind you, but you'll see it in detail. What was that like, Terry, when you saw it? What was that like?
Specifically, I saw these little, I call them, now I'm going to date myself. What's that video game that you
used Pac-Man. To play? Pac-Man.
So I saw these little Pac-Man teeth around my hip has been killing me. My back has been hurting me.
That's a certain type of entity. I see them, yes.
So then I took that white sword, and it took a minute for me to look backwards. And to I thought it was on this side, but I was like, no, I had to go that way because I was looking in the mirror.
It's so a mirror.
That action
is what tricks the demons, actually. And so the thing that tricked you is the thing that tricks the demons as well. And it makes it really easy to kill them and get rid of them. So that's the trick. Yeah. But it works, right?
Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah. And so you guys want to ask God for the white sword right now. Oh, you guys just ask God. God, please give me the gift of the white sword. There we go. Wally, you're getting it too. I hear you. Mm-hmm. There we go. Now just clear around with that white sword. When you look in the mirror, you can see specifically what's messing with you, and you can even kick it. You can pop it in the mirror and it'll blow up in the mirror the same. So there you go.
Got it.
There we are. Thank you, Terry.
I love you too.
See you at the retreat.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, I can't wait. The retreat is October 10th, you guys, in beautiful Ojai, California. And it's a beautiful energy vortex. It's right by the ranch that Kevin and I used to have there. I'll be there with the Buddhist monks. How many monks are there with us, Michelle?
There's probably 6, 7, or 8.
Okay.
6, 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
No less than 6, but I know I have like pretty much...
Have you got me a little orange outfit so I can look like the Dalai Lama a little bit?
Yep.
Working on it. All
right. Maybe they're a little sensitive about me getting an orange outfit, but I would like one.
Put it over you. Okay.
Yeah.
I got
Kevin
you.
Kevin may want one too. I don't know. And so, but I think that's fun. So anyway, we'll be there with the Dalai Lama monks. That's the guys with the orange outfits, and but they do special blessings. I'm being funny, but you know, I shouldn't be any kind of sacrilegious talking about them, because I'll probably go to Monk Hill or something. But they are very special beings. They meditate all the time. They do these special mandala. Did I say it right?
Mandala. Yep.
Okay.
It's the World Peace Mandala.
Okay. And so, and it's a type of artwork. They do one grain of sand at the time. And they'll be doing that and blessing everybody around with this energy, as well as if you want to book a private session with the monks. They agreed to actually talk to you guys at the retreat. I'm going to do a private session with the monks. And so I think you guys should. I think this is going to be a wonderful opportunity, a very rare opportunity. And we're going to have fun. We're going to learn some stuff. We're going to learn more than we know. So this is good. That feels great. That feels really good. Thank you, Michelle, for working so hard to put this together. Because I think it's special. I think it's really special. The location where we're doing it, everything could not be more perfect. It's really good. I'm getting better with my little foot problem every day, thank you guys for saying special prayers and stuff. Thank you for all that. And so I just appreciate you so much. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys. And remember, quit thinking like you're old. Damn it. Stop. Think like you're young. Be young. Don't be old. Be a Wally. Be a high voltage. Be Allison Richards. Be like that. Be that. And that's I think, so special, because you don't have to get old. It's really important. When I look at you, I see all this light all around you. I'm clearing everything around. Michelle, who you got? Who you talking to?
I got quite a few people.
She's got a list over there.
I do. So first, let me start with Ilya. Ilya, go ahead and unmute.
You got her?
Actually, I can't spotlight her. Ilya.
Oh, God told me I left myself out. I'm getting old. Yeah. And so, but I'm not getting old, even though I'm not getting old. No. Yeah. It's not.
Yeah.
That one. Yeah. That's so funny.
Sorry. Sorry, Ilya. Hi, Ilya. Go ahead and unmute. And if you could, we can't see you.
You're in the dark. Camera's on.
Wait, Ilya, can you turn your light
on? Hi, Michelle. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, but we can't see you.
There you are. I kind of see you.
Oh wow, it's so dark.
Yeah, you look a little bit.
You look kind of spooky. You're gonna go on.
I'm here. I'm alive. And I hope you have a nice week. And Gary, I want you to this week I wanted to ask you about self-confidence and ask you to look inside me and remove any blocks and negative emotions that are inside me that prevent me from having more self-confidence. Yeah.
Okay. And so, and you're in, what country are you in? You're in Iran, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Remember. Okay. There we are. And so it's, what time is it there? It's late, right?
4 a.m. Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, okay. So you're talking to us in the dark and you don't want to wake up everybody else. And so here we are. Ask God for a brand new spirit. Okay.
Brand new spirit.
Brand new, spirit. Ask God for a new spirit.
Okay. God, please give me brand new spirit.
There it goes. Now you got warm. Feel it. You got warm all over. Sinuses open, got lighter, much lighter. Feel it.
Not so much.
You can feel it. Oh, okay. Let me see. Oh, you've got a dark energy attacking you. I'm using the mirror thing. I see somebody cutting your light with your God cord. And so there, I just cleared it all off. Now you feel it?
Not yet.
Your head? You feel your head get lighter?
No. I can't hear. I can't feel it so much.
Okay, I think it's because you got other people around that have a lot of negativity, but I just cleared everything around. I think when you're in the light of day, you're going to feel a lot of light. That's what I think. And so, but I just cleared everything that I saw, and I see a brand new spirit inside your body, and I see you warmer. So if you're not feeling that, I think it has to do with whoever's around. And so, and there we go. Now I cleared it. A lot of dark energy around. It looked like you were in a black egg or something. And I cracked the egg open, and now I just see lights beaming out of you. You're a very bright light. You're a super bright light. There we go. Can you turn the lights on or no? Can't turn the lights on.
No.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, his video camera's off right now.
Yeah. We might have lost him. He's in Iran because he's right. Not responding.
That's okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, he's got some weird situation going on with a bunch of negativity. Anyway, okay. So there we go. Better, though. Better. He'll feel a whole lot better. When you get a brand new spirit, God crams it in your body, and it just slips down inside of your body. And if you guys have been beat up lately, you want to just say, God, give me a brand new spirit. You know, it's really simple. There we go. Let me speak to Karen Fromm. Karen F.
All right, Karen.
There we go.
Unmute.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, girl. I saw a brand new golden diamond spirit slip into your body.
And, oh, thank you.
And it went very, very bright, you know. And so okay. I think that's going to make you feel better. You feel your head buzzy and warm, your hands, face, all that.
Yes.
Going on? Yeah. Yeah, that's going to feel. Yeah, I think you're going to feel really, really good. You had a bunch of dark energies that were attacking your health and making, right? A lot of people had that going, right?
Okay,
And for no reason. It's like all of a sudden, what the hell's this, right? Yes. And so a lot of people had that, and a lot of bright light friends of mine had that going on as well, you know? And so I see all that gone. And I see your brand new spirit inside your body, but you had a bunch of those upside down black pyramids that were messing with you. And now I see a super bright spirit. So I see your spirit looking bright.
Thank you. Yeah. I went off of it, but a new medication for cholesterol, it's on the market. All the doctors are saying you've got to go on it. And I went on it for 6 weeks. I had every side effect possible: headache, nausea, extreme backache, everything. And finally got the cardiologist to, you know, tell me I don't have to take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I had constant runny nose. I'm so congested right now because of it too.
Here, let me fix it. Okay.
Okay.
There we go. There. Your nose open up.
Yes, it did. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And so what you got going is it feels like that they'll figure something else out with the cholesterol. That particular medication for you is sort of like what I see. It'd be like kryptonite to Superman.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we'll be, you know, in the zone to have that happen. And so you have to just be aware, like you did, like you are. And so you did good. You did really good. I'm just saying you can have a doctor that says you have to take this or you'll die. But sometimes you take it and you will die. So, I don't know.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
But I couldn't believe.
I mean, when I first took it, because you have to inject it into your stomach, I actually felt like really happy for the first like 6 days. And then after that, I felt terrible.
It's because it had an accumulative factor.
Yep.
Sometimes medications do. They accumulate. And so that's what I see. But it looks like you got it all under control. And I see you getting through it. You may find that you go to an endocrinologist and they'll help you out more than anybody else. That's what I see.
Really? Endocrinologist. Yeah. Okay. Yep.
That's a gland specialist. And so you have many things going on with your whole endocrine system. As when I look at it after I cleared your body, I still see your pituitary gland is looking dark. And I just now cleared it off. I got rid of the darkness on it. Notice how your head's hot way deep inside. It's kind of a strange feeling. Different feeling. Yes. And so I just cleared your pituitary off, and so you should feel better. But for some reason, you were getting darkness on your pituitary. Your pituitary gland is like your master gland, and it tells all your other glands what to do. And so if it's a mess, you're going to be a mess. And so you may check out an endocrinologist, and I think you'll get to the root of the evil. That's what I see. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Can I ask you one quick question?
Yeah.
The little dog that I sent you a picture of. Do you see him being found?
Having a hard time finding him in my head.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Can't seem to find it. And so there we are. Who do you belong to?
It's on our Nextdoor app. It's on my phone. And they're an older couple from Seattle, and it's over in Boulder Pass, which is a gated community. And they took the dog to get it groomed, and then they actually left it outside, tied up in front of a TJ Maxx store, and went in quickly and came back out, and the dog was gone. I know of all things to do. But see, where we are, this in Tucson, we're very dog friendly, and they let you bring your dog in the store. For some reason, maybe they didn't let them, and someone took the dog.
That's so sad. Okay. Yeah. Let me light the dog up. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
You don't know the dog's name, do you?
Yes, Baxter.
Oh, there we are, Baxter. Let me look at you.
He's a little Shih Tzu. He's
also, well, here's what I see. He's also still alive.
Good. Good. So
here's
Does
what
someone
I see.
Have him and taking care of him?
Yeah, basically who has him is a do-gooder.
Oh, good.
And so the do-gooder took the dog because he felt like the dog was being abused because he was tied up outside. Okay. And so that's what's going on. But it seems like the do-gooder comes conscious and we'll go back to that, maybe to the store. And so I think if they put little flyers in the store around there, that they'll get dog. Okay, well now I lit it up. See, when you lose something, especially if it's alive and you can love it like a dog, you can project light to it, and then you'll find the object or you'll find the dog.
Okay. See?
And I've done this. I've found children. I've found animals. A lot of stuff. Or objects. And so I had somebody call me last week. I found their wedding ring. And so, but it's like you just project light to it. And you guys can do the same thing. Project light to the lost object and you'll find it. There you are. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey, big kiss, girl. There we are.
Love you. Love you.
Love you back. And so, and if you guys feel like you're a little beat up and a little crazy, ask for a new spirit. Just ask God. God, please give me a new spirit. That's all you got to do. That's good. Who are we talking to, Michelle?
Aww, thank you, Gary. I'm going to put Miss Lindsay on. Hi, Miss Lindsay. Thanks for waiting.
Hi.
There you go.
Hi.
Hey, beautiful.
Hey, girl. You're all wrapped up. Look at you.
Yeah, it's kind of cold, but I'm dressed, I swear.
You're looking pretty, though. What's your question, girl?
So basically, you know, a lot of good things have happened. Got that. Got the boo-boo. I'm just looking for a lot of light around my new and growing family and the doctor appointments. And, we're looking to build a house, and I'll be starting a home childcare business. So just looking for a lot of light and stuff.
Okay. Well, it's really easy. Ask God for all the light you need. Just say, God, please
give me all the light I need.
Okay. He's giving you a big ball of white light. Take it, pull it into you. There you go.
Yeah. It's really hot. Like all of a sudden.
Yeah. How does that feel? What does that feel like?
It's so good. It's like butterflies almost.
Okay. I see you starting to sweat. There we go. Yeah. All right, that's a real hot light. God's giving gifts these days, guys, that are white light gifts. White light gifts. White light gifts are always God energy gifts. And so he gave you this beautiful white orb right then. And so any of you guys, if you need just more light to help you get through, ask God for the same gift. Just say, God, please give me this beautiful white orb from you. Thank you, God. Please give me this beautiful white orb from you. I just got it in my head. I feel really good. So there. Perfect. Oh. Good luck with your baby and your new everything.
I'm also looking to finish writing my book and maybe self-publish or something. Kind of wondering how that's going to go.
I think it's going to go in two parts. I think you're going to do part of it and then put it off for a minute and then do the other part. Excellent. Okay?
Excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you.
I love you. Love you, girl.
Love you. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I love you. Congratulations again. I'm so happy for you. Beautiful.
That's so cool. That's good. Who are we talking to, guys?
Oh, thank you. I'm putting Joanne Saar. Joanne Saar, how are you, Joanne?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, girl. How are you? What's your question?
I just wanted you to look at me. I've been told I have blockages, and I don't know if you can help me or not.
Yeah, I can, I think. When I look at you, if I went to clear your dimensions, you know, basically, Dean and I wrote a book some years ago, about 20 years ago, and then here we are. It's called Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven. And this book teaches you how to clear all your dimensions. And so there's 10 dimensions between your head and heaven. Okay? And so they can be blocked. If you look and you want to read the book of Enoch, which is part of the Dead Sea Scrolls, yes. Enoch will talk about the 10 heavens. This is what Enoch is talking about. A lot of the things that I say or that I do are you know, I just simply ask God questions. That's all. I've never read one spiritual book in my entire life. I'm not bragging about it. I just never felt led to do it. And but I talk to God every day, and I figure out if I need to talk about something or figure out something spiritual, and I can hear God as clear as I can, why not just ask God, right? And so when I look at you in your first dimension, you have about 40 demons. This means that you would have the hell tortured out of you daily. Because these things, when one moves out of the way, the other one shows up. I mean, it's like you're getting beat up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to clear them, okay? I just cleared about 40 demons or so. They're actually 44. There we are. Now feel how you can get a breath, sort of. It's like you can breathe different. Feel that? Can you feel that in your chest at all?
I still feel it tight.
Yeah, okay. You own any medications?
No.
Good.
Okay. Zero.
All right. And so now I'm going to the second dimension. The second dimension is totally black. Okay. And I just cleared everything out of there. This dimension, you have some of these upside down black pyramids. These are hell dimensions. I'm clearing those off of you. There, cracked them off. Now feel your hands getting a little lighter and tingly. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Good. See, now your lights are coming back on. See? And so now your third dimension, I'm going there. It's black as well. I'm clearing this off, and it's going like 90 miles an hour backwards. It's got a counterclockwise spin to it. So this means your third dimension is a black hole, and you're getting sucked into there. All your higher selves are getting sucked out of you and sucked into this space. I cleared it, and now I see, there we go, and I turned it around. And when I did, I see all this light going into your head. It's just your head's filling up with light. Your hands are getting lighter. When your hands get light, that just means that you're spiritually gifted as a healer. Yes. So your natural self is a healer, and you just got so spiritually attacked that you can't heal you, much less anybody else. And you're just getting your butt kicked, as a lot of healers are these days. I'm just telling you, you know, and me too. But I just cleared this off, and you look really, really bright. You went brilliantly bright. And now I feel the back of your neck getting warm, lighter. That's your God cord lit up. I see your forehead starting to sweat visually. So you may feel a little clammy right now, but I just see your light going back in your physical body. Your fourth dimension, you have a bunch of demons screaming. And this would give you loud, noisy, aggravating voices in your head. And now I'm just, you're laughing, so it must be true. And so I'm just clearing those things.
Headache.
It gave you a headache?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I peeled this off of you, and I see, and I got to this dimension. The reason you're feeling a headache is because I'm way out in the cosmos, and I'm freeing up your higher selves that are captured in an abyss of darkness that looks like black rock. And when I got close to them and started to clear them, then you could feel their pain. And that gave you the physical headache. Now you know where that comes from. Kind of complicated, but that's what this is. And so, and there we go. And I cleared the whole dimension. There, looks better. It looks better. I see your angels working on your higher selves, healing them, getting them all back together. Good. They told me to go fast. Okay. Fifth dimension. your fifth dimension I'm clearing looks way better. And I see all your angels showing up, which is beautiful. Now your hand's got a kind of a flush of warmth again. And so I see all this light going through you. The sixth dimension is the demon dimension. I see a bunch of psycho demons around that are really aggressive, cleared the whole dimension. Seventh dimension is where other people's negative thoughts affect you and your own negative thoughts affect yourself. How did you do with your mom?
How did you
get along with your mother?
I raised myself.
You erased yourself, so you don't even have.
So my mom stopped being my mom when I was 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Found the problem. Okay. Let me work on that. Okay. Is that okay?
Yeah. It's not her fault. She had her own trauma.
Whatever it is, it's not okay now because you're not okay. You're not okay because of this. Okay. And so I'm going to work on it and fix it. Is that all right with you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good Lord. This is a deeper problem than a little bit. And so there we go. And there we go. You're missing pieces. And there we go. Your mom had real bad demons.
Yes.
And she was basically psycho, you know. Yes. She has psycho demons. These demons not only attacked her, but they attacked you, and they stole pieces of you. They stole pieces of your heart, your brain, your being. Feel how you feel, slightly teary? Feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's because you're now getting healed. I can see I can see all of God's universes at one time, and I can see any spots of darkness where your higher selves are taken to and being, you know, tortured. I see all these hell dimensions. I'm getting them back for you. There we go. And I'm getting back all these traumas that era caused from your mom. Okay. When you were 8, 9, 10, that era. And so there we go. And I'm just peeling all that back, and I'm getting back your pieces. And there we go. And there we go. I got all of you back. Now you feel kind of a weird chill. See? And so, and now you're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. You're going to feel a whole lot better. Basically, that was it. Seven. Yep. There we go. Cleared it. Eighth dimension. Not bad. That's where other people's positive thoughts affect you. A lot of people love you, you know? And so I'm just clearing that energy where you'll be able to feel it. Ninth dimension, bridge to heaven. I see you being hooked up big time. And I see big, giant angels moving in close to you. If you guys look at her forehead sweat a little bit. And so now then these big, giant angels are moving in a circle. And now you have your own army of angels back. And you have your own army of higher selves back. You didn't have any of your guys. You didn't have your army with you.
I did that for you. There was a pharmacy robbery and they made me invisible. So that was just a year and a half ago. And that was a blessing. I was the only one that didn't get hit. So,
right. Well, you're going to be, now you're going to be you. And so you want to be you. You don't want to be invisible. You want to be you. And so you now will be yourself. And I see you being fine. When I said that, I felt your hands do a surge of heat, which means I told you the truth. Yeah, you felt that. And see, that means I told you the truth. You're going to be you. I want you to say these words. Say, I am. Say, I am.
I am.
Beautiful. There we are. That connected you. Now you feel a little teary. And that connected you with your true I am. And so now you're who you are. And so you were fragmented because of this thing that had happened to you, but it all went back to mother. And now I got rid of that and you're going to be fine. You'll be all right. Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, and that's what your keys to heaven does. Well, I cleared her dimensions and that's how I figured it out. And so if you guys read the book, Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven. It works the same for all of us. And it's really simple. Just clear your dimensions. And when you clear your dimensions, shows you how in the book, in the meditations, it's really easy to do. And when you do that, you'll get all of your pieces back and your parts, because we are always getting attacked. All of our higher selves are always getting attacked, always getting their butts kicked. And when they do, that means you get your butt kicked too. And so that's a spiritual term, butt kicked. There we are. Anyway, who are we talking to, y'all?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Bunny Lee. Hi, Bunny.
Bunny Lee, one of my favorite folks. Hey, my girl, how are you? How's my Southern Belle doing?
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't been doing so good. Things have been kind of crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
And ultimately, what's happened, a major thing is I've had to put my husband in a nursing home.
Okay, so sorry.
You know, I think I told you in a card that he had Parkinson's, and that's why I hadn't been able to come to any of the retreats or anything.
Right.
And anyway, Daniel, you know my son Daniel?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, he's been staying with me because I feel very uncomfortable in the house. Okay. There's just a very uneasy feeling.
I can see what it is.
And last night, Gary, I cannot even tell you, Daniel hardly slept. And he said, Mom, you're not going to believe it. And he showed me this video. And there's dense woods right behind my house, and the Ohio River is right behind my house, okay? Mm-hmm. And there was something in the woods. It is the most unsettling thing I've ever seen on video in my entire life. And I'm wondering if you can tell me what it is. Are we in danger or what's going on there?
No, you know, you got some weird stuff going on. You know, sometimes the earth will purge dark energies or spirits that are stuck, right?
Okay.
And I believe... I'm trying to figure out what they are. Here we are. The Civil War. That's what I think. I think there's some Civil War stuff that happened right around where you are. Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yes. And let me tell you something else. Golconda, Illinois is where I live now. And we are now the home of the last Vietnam PT boat. And that just got docked recently at our marina. And the marina is right behind my house.
Oh, that's it. Okay. Well, it goes back to the same energy that the Civil War, and it goes back that far. And when that boat got docked there, it brought forth this old energy from the Civil War. Oh, you see what I'm saying? And so then, you know, basically I need to clear it. Because it's an energy discord, and you guys are energy sensitive, and so you're feeling this, and you feel like you're going crazy. And so
I'm telling you right now, I am staying at Daniel's apartment. I'm in Daniel's apartment. I don't even want to stay at my house.
Yeah, I can fix it.
This thing was so awful looking.
When you have occasionally what happens is these things, energies tangle up. It would be like when I was in Europe, I went to all the beautiful castles and the things, you know, everywhere. Summer Palace there in Vienna, Austria. And I was trying to figure out what creates a heaven on earth. And from this royalty, I then went and I tried to figure out what creates a hell on earth. And so I went to the concentration camps. When I went to the concentration camps, I have to say it's the most interesting thing that I ever seen. And I was able to fix these energies, you know, that were total discords and earthbound spirits. And so, it was the most amazing thing I ever seen. I would, and many of the spirits that would come to me would speak German. I don't speak German. But I would quote the words, and I would have a person with me that was German or Austrian that would translate for me. And they knew I was really doing it because I was only speaking old German, not current German, not new German, right? Because there's a thing called old German. And I was only, and these people that I was talking to, I was speaking old German, but I was speaking German fluently And I don't speak German, right? But I was just quoting the words I was hearing. And so it was pretty wild. And I was able to clear these dimensions that were a total train wreck. I mean, we ain't got time to go into that. It'd take a whole two shows. But what you've got going on, you've got this total train wreck because that boat that had the energies of these earthbound soldiers came there, and you have the energy of the Civil War earthbound soldiers around your property. And so it keyed in everything. Feel the chills on your arms? You see, you can feel that.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to fix it. All right. Because I can. I have the gifts to do it. There we go. There we go. There we go. It's a whole dimension. I'm opening up this big light in heaven, asking God to please come and help out. And all you guys project a lot of light to this. This isn't easy to do what I'm doing right now. And I'm asking God to project a lot of light to this and take all these earthbound spirits to the light back home to heaven. And there we go. And there we go. And there we go. Look how you feel now. See, it's slightly teary, much better, really warm, really warm.
Yes.
Yeah. There
very
you go.
So. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got a vision of your bed. Go home, sleep in your bed. You'll be fine. All right. You'll be all right. There we go. Okay. Well, I love you, girl. Yeah, that was a crazy one. That was a crazy one. That wasn't easy. Yeah, if I hadn't had all that experience with the Holocaust stuff in Europe, I would not have been able to do that. Anyway, good. There we go. I remember I sent 11,000 people to the light one day when I was working at this, you know, Holocaust camp. How crazy. There we go. Looks much better now. Bunny, you'll be all right. Who are we talking to, guys?
Ooh, you were on a roll. Yep. Okay, I've got Angie Mayer. Is it Meyer? Mayer? Gosh, I hope I said that right. Hi, Angie. How are you? This is Danielle's sister.
Uh-oh. We lost her.
Hi. Can you?
Sorry.
Oh, can you?
Yeah. Hey, girl. Yeah. How are you?
Sorry, Gary.
Everything good? Am I here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're here. What's your question?
Oh, so my sister Danielle, she chatted with you about a month ago. And because I've been having these really crazy symptoms, like numbness around my face, mainly kind of around my lips, up this side of my head, across my forehead, sometimes down this arm, sometimes down my right leg. Yep. And no one can really figure out what it is. And she had mentioned that you thought maybe it was a cerebral spinal fluid leak. Mm-hmm. But I think when you chatted with her, she didn't quite know what my symptoms were. Yeah, I'm having a lot of numbness and brain fog and just like a buzzing feeling in my head. But I think you had asked her if I was having like headaches and sinus things. And she said that maybe I was, but I'm not. I had my neurologist actually look at my MRI and my CT scan, and nothing really popped up for him to be led in that direction. So I was wondering if you see something, or if you see the same thing, or if you see something different.
Yeah, well, during the time you were talking, it gave me time to figure it out. And you have many things occurring, but your thyroid looks really crazy to me. I don't know if you've ever had your thyroid really looked at, you know, by a serious, again, back to the endocrinologist, but that's what you'd go to. But I'm seeing a lot of darkness generating from there.
Okay.
And so that can do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Symptomatically, it can really just go all over the place.
Yeah.
But I see that. And I see some of the nerves are being attacked. Let me see if I can fix this. Hang on. You know, you have kind of a minor Bell's palsy.
Oh, that's interesting. Because I see a chiropractic neurologist, and he said, you know, it could be a viral thing, because he said it was kind of, you know, it was attacking like one of my cranial nerves. I forget which one. Mm-hmm. And he did kind of mention, he said, you know, this could turn into Bell's palsy if you don't get it under control. I actually took a leave of absence from work because it got so bad when I was at work. Like the numbness would get more.
I think he's on it. That's what it feels like to me. You could take a round of antivirals. And I had Bell's palsy, so I know what it's like.
Yeah.
I think that's what's happening. I think you have a viral load that is sometimes heavier than other times and is creating the problem. That's what I see. But when it does this, it does all kinds of weird stuff to your brain as well.
Yeah.
And there's the cerebral leak that I was thinking, because I see your cerebral fluid looks normal today. But if I do a time study, so I can do a time study in my head, as weird as that sounds. And but I can go backwards and I see you look like you're a quart low, if you would. It's like if you're, hey, I need another quart of oil in my motor to make it work. But your cerebral fluid looked like it was really kind of low. Which is an odd problem. Usually that has to do with a leak in your spine or in your sinuses or something, but now it don't look like that, but the energy and the nerves are going back to the viral thing. And I agree with your doctor that figured that out. I think he's on it.
Because he said it's either Bell's palsy or possibly Lyme, which I do live in Minnesota, and Lyme is, it's everywhere.
I don't think it's that.
No, not Lyme. So more of
And so I think you could take an antiviral and go ask him about which one and figure out what's the best. And I think I'd see what happens. I don't know that it would hurt you to do a round of antivirals. I don't know if that would hurt you.
It's funny. So I tried Valsite specifically for, treatment of Bell's palsy, if that's what it was. And it made it, I got room spinning vertigo for 2 days. And so then I contacted my naturopathic doctor and she's kind of changed.
Here, let me show you what that was. You feel dizzy right now?
I feel a little bit lightheaded.
Okay, that feeling. That is just you had a dimension that the antiviral was turning around and going the right way, and so you had a dimension that was going backwards, and then the dimension as it turned around and went correct, it made you dizzy, and so that's just what I did right there. I did it because I can do it, and so now then there we are, and there we are, and there we are. Now your sinus is open, your hands got light, you feel much better. I cleared all the dark energies that I saw attacking you right then, and that might sort your problem out, frankly, because I saw you had a pretty big bunch of them. Again, these hell dimensions that give you hell, they're upside down looking pyramids. If you go to Dante's Inferno illustrations done in the 1820s, you'll see basically what I'm talking about. It's easy to Google. But I just cleared all those off of you. You had a ton of them. And so it was trying to create a hell. Yeah, it was trying to create a hell in your world. Man, you look better now. There we go. Yeah, your back's been a little funky too, right?
My back?
You had anything going on with your lower back?
Not really. I don't think so.
I've just pulled some of these things off your lower back. Okay. And so it feels like they're almost trying to trick your doctors. If you had a back thing going with the symptoms you have, they would think it's cerebral palsy or something. But I don't see it. I don't see that. I don't see lesions anyway.
Okay. Do you think I should go like the more naturopath route, like something
more
herbal, or should I?
No. Antiviral, just. I think you got Bell's palsy. That's what I think.
I think that
you've got it on such a minor level. It's coming and going, and that's what's messing with you. That's what I think. But you can do natural stuff too if you want to. Can't hurt you. Anyway, good luck.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Hey, appreciate you.
Thank you. Good luck.
There we go. Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I've got Alice Smith. Hi, Alice.
Hey, Alice. Unmute, please.
There we go. Hey, my girl.
We love you. We miss you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Wow. You're so beautiful. You look so beautiful.
Thank you. Hi, everybody. It's great to see you guys again.
Hey, good to see you. Good to see you. Big kiss to you. Big hug to you.
Well, thank you. You too. It's been tough, but I'm dealing with it. Yeah. Gary, I got a question. I put my daughter's house on the market, and we had a buyer, actually two buyers, but they one found out he has cancer, so he backed down. The other one couldn't sell his house. So now she's running a risk of losing the one she wants because, you know, we haven't sold hers. So what do you think I should do at this point?
Well, here's what I think. I think that there's always houses you can find, but I know she wants that one. But I think that you're going to sell her house pretty quick.
Oh, really? Should I try it and buy it? And then when they sell, we can work it out.
Well,
because they're going to sell it, and she really likes to be close to me, and it's in this neighborhood, and they only have one left, the one she liked, and it's brand new. But I think
you could buy the other one, and then you could turn around and flip it pretty quick if you want to.
That's what you think.
I see a pretty quick sale on it. So there, that's good.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll work. That'll work. You're always fixing everything for everybody. Look at you.
Yeah, I've been missing Joe a lot, and it's been hard.
I know, honey, I know. I see him. He's in heaven. I'm trying to figure out what he is driving. I think it is an old Cadillac. But it's
sure he is.
You know, but it's like this crazy big old car, and he's making a joke about it. I don't know what that means to you, but he's showing me that he's having fun in his heaven, doing all the silly things that he never had time to do here. And he said he's just being quite silly. He's with his dad. I guess it's his dad. His dad. Yeah, and I see him with him, and he's by a riverbank.
Oh, wow.
It looks like he's with three or four other people. They're fishing. So I see all kinds of stuff he's doing in his heaven. In his heaven, he seems to be having a really good time.
That's good. Thank you for letting me know that.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
Yeah. Think of the old car. What was the big old car? What was that? Who had a big old car? Was that one of his relatives?
He had a Cadillac one time.
Oh, he had that. Okay. That thing. I think he liked it. And so when he got to heaven, he got it back. Wow. And he said, he's being silly. He's just being silly. You know, but he says he's getting to do everything. And he said he sure appreciated you and here spoiling him like you did. And he says that he will throw as much light from heaven as possible in your world. And
I need it because right now we're having issues with the office. They don't want to sell. They got to buy me out or sell. And it's been very tough. All the paperwork.
Let me clear the negativity off you.
Okay, good.
There we go. There we go. And Joe just said thank you from the other side. He thanked me. That's cool. There. Yeah. He's giving you so much appreciation. So you got teary, I feel it. Yeah. And so he's projecting a lot of healing to you. There we go.
Thank
he
you.
Loves you. He said he loves you.
Oh, thank you, Gary. I love him too.
Oh, big kiss.
Thanks for letting me know. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you'll work through that one pretty quick. Anyway, who are we talking to, Michelle?
Oh, love you, Alice. Miss you. Thank you, Gary. I'm gonna put Francis Garcia on.
All right, Francis.
Hi, Francis.
Hi. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Gary.
Hey, my girl. What's your question?
Thank you. I was wondering if you can help me clear my daughter Ashley. I think she has like obsessive compulsive demons. She had it like 3 years ago. And thank God you were able to help. She washes her hands a lot. Yes, you did.
Let me get rid of it. Yeah, let me get rid of it. I can fix it. Yeah, here we are.
Thank you.
And there it goes.
So she did have some.
Same thing. Yeah, these demons, they tend to come back off and on. Obsessive compulsive demons do. And then they'll make them do these things over and over and over. There we go. Yeah, these are fairly aggressive. I just cleared them all. There we go. See, now you got really warm and light. See, you feel happy for no reason.
Yes, thank you. Can you clear me? Do I have any on me or anything?
No, no, you're good, honey. There we are.
Okay, why did they come, or how could I?
Because they can. Clear them? Who knows why demons come? Why did demons? Okay. They just.
She's just starting middle school, so I don't know if the changes in that. Because the last time was after.
It feels like that she lost a friend, moved away from the friend moved away from her.
Oh, maybe in elementary school.
It upset her, you know, and so, but she feels better now. She'll be all right. There we go. She'll act better. You'll see. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Gary. Love you. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, thank you, Francis.
Thank you.
Oh, that's cool. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Lisa Stachowski. Lisa, thank you so much for being so patient. I know you've been waiting for so long, and I really, really appreciate you. Where'd she go? I just lost. Oh, there she is. Okay, I found you. Yep.
Oh, you lost her amongst
the people. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Thank you for your patience.
Hey, my girl. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. My husband is very sick. Can you help clear him, please?
Yeah. What's wrong with him?
I don't know if it's COVID. He doesn't test, but you know, his throat's on fire. He said it hurts really bad. He feels like he got hit by a truck.
Yeah, he's a mess. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Ask God for healing for him.
God, can you please give healing to my husband, Dennis, please?
God's actually pouring holy water down through his body. See, now you got really warm all through your body. You felt your face got hot.
Yeah.
It was almost like it was like warm water or warm, you know, I don't know, syrup got poured over you. Anyway, there we go. There we go. I saw it go all the way through his body there. So there, that's it.
Perfect. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, honey. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dean Michelle.
Thank you, Lisa. You know, a lot of times you could just get spiritual gifts that they're going to be, you know, you never know what they're going to be. I mean, you know, I never know when I ask God, God, give me a spiritual gift to fix this. I never know what spiritual gift he's going to give me. And you guys have to realize you're not going to really know what gift God's going to give you that will fix your problem. That was a very unusual gift of very hot holy water, and it rolled right down, and when it started going down, it felt like somebody poured hot molasses over my body as I was empathing him, and this was clearing these dark energies out of the man. So there we go. You never know what the gifts look like. Just say thank you, God, when you get them. Who are we talking to?
Oh, thank you, Gary. I've got Lavi and Ron. Thank you for being so patient. How are you?
Hi, Gary. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I wanted to talk to you guys. I saw you and I felt like talking to you. That's interesting. Yeah, Michelle, you're reading my mind again, Michelle. Look at that.
Yes.
Yeah. So what's your questions? I'm sorry.
It's been 7 years, Gary. I've been struggling with a lot of things. It feels like I am in a dark tunnel. I know the light's closed, but every time I'm closer to the light, it feels like the tunnel's getting longer and longer.
Okay.
I've financial instability, health instability, emotional, mental instability, and I'll be honest, there have been points I lost the will to live.
Mm-hmm.
In past 1.5 months alone, I felt like I just wanted to end my life.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. Yeah, if you do that, you stay earthbound. So it's sort of like going to hell. So that's a dumb idea, you know, because if you think you're going through hell now, kill yourself and then look at what kind of hell you're in. I mean, it really is like jumping into the fire, because I know this because I'm always pulling people out of that space, you know, and so because I work with a lot of suicides. And send people to the light once they do kill themselves. So you got to take that option off the table. You know, anything's better than the space you go to when you do that. Because it's against God's rules. Your life is a gift from God. That's your life is a gift. It's your gift from God. And so if you decide to end your life, that disconnects you. And you that would be the number one thing you can never do. So you can do all kinds of other stuff, do whatever other thing you want, but don't do that. Now let me look at you. I'm going to clear this off you. You're backwards in your body. I'm flipping you around. Your heart has a little crack in it. Something broke it. Ask God for a brand new heart.
Dear God, give me a brand new heart.
Reach and get it. Put it in your chest. There you go. You just did it. You just did it. See how good you feel? I see you starting to sweat. And so I feel you getting really hot inside and warm. And now your heart is glowing. And so you're really a love bug. I think you just got to be your love bug self. You know, it's so funny. He's laughing. He's smiling. He's like, yeah, she's a love bug, right? You know, and so that's who you are. Just be your love bug self. That's all you got to do. You need a lot of luck and you need a lot of abundance. Okay. So ask God for a spiritual gift to get rid of lack. Just say, God, give me a spiritual gift to get rid of lack.
God, give me a spiritual gift to get rid of lack.
Okay, and there. He stuck a gold brick in your chest. Reach and grab, pull it into your chest. Now you got a gold brick. Put it in your chest. Okay, put it right in there. There you go. Now you can breathe. See? Different feeling. Different feeling. Okay, now then, ask God for abundance. Just say, God, give me abundance, please.
God, give me abundance, please.
There we go. Now I see a pile of diamonds that just went over your whole body. Beautiful diamonds, and you're mostly golden. And so golden diamonds look like this one. If you can see this one, I'm twiddling around in my hand. Okay, it looks like that. So you got a whole pile of those over your body, okay? And so there we go. I just see them all around you. And this will bring you in the luck of diamonds and the wealth of diamonds. And so that's a really big spiritual gift of abundance. You'll see, you'll just kind of find it. You'll bump into it. You don't care where it comes from, right? As long as you get it. And so, but I see you getting abundance. It looks really, really good. And I see all kinds of new things. And you're meant to be like that. That's who you are. And so but I see that happening for you. That's what I see. Do you have a sister?
No.
You have a friend that's close like a sister who is jealous of you?
I recently stopped talking to one, but yeah. I know she had good intentions. She'd helped me a lot, but we've not been talking since a while.
Yeah, okay. That one is really pissed off with you, okay? And she's projecting a lot of negativity to you, a lot of negative energies, okay? And so can I get rid of that for you?
Sure.
Okay, here we are. There we go. Oh, that's going to help. There we go. Now look how light you feel. See? Much lighter. And your head's positive. Yeah, much lighter on your shoulders. And see, now you feel much lighter, much brighter, and you have the ability to think positive. Sometimes your best friends can mojo you. They know you well. And so she put the whammy on you. You know, so don't piss her off again. And so, okay. Yeah, just be nice to her. Hey, I'm sorry. I was an idiot. It's okay. You know, but she, yeah, because she's got that ability. She's spiritually gifted, you know, both good and bad, you see. See, spiritually gifted people, when they're not really aware of how gifted they are, they can mojo you, or they can actually bring you light and love and everything in the world. Well, she's capable of both. Don't piss her off, okay? And so, there.
Yeah, now, one question for you.
All right, okay.
My attention is always back home in my family as well. And my youngest brother, he'd been hospitalized and really, really sick. And he's addicted to alcohol. Doctors told him that if he does not leave it, he will have to go through liver transplant. He left it for 2 months, but now he's into drinking habit again. And that's one thing which really stresses my parents off.
Okay, let me clear what I see. Addiction, I only got a whack of clear addiction like maybe a little bit over a year ago, right? And now I can. I couldn't do that before. But there's these, again, upside down black pyramids that are hell dimensions. And your brother has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And then I'm going way up higher, bigger than the Milky Way galaxy, one, two, three, four, five, six of these, same thing, there's a black pyramid, and now I see him looking very, very bright. He has to quit drinking or he will die. That's true. So just is what it is. And so, and so you might tell him that, you know, quit drinking or you're going to die, you know? And so, because I think with him drinking like he is, he's going to have a hard time getting on the list, you know, for a transplant. And so it looks like, you know, they just don't meet up right. And so, but he can avoid all that. And it looks like now he'll have the willpower to do it. When I get these dark energies off of people, they then just kind of change. It's pretty miraculous. Hopefully you have that experience with him. That's what I say. Okay.
Well, thank you, Gary. Thank you so
much.
Hey,
good luck. Good luck. Good luck. He's a good person. I like him. I like who he's great, by the way. You know,
he's been my savior many times. I can't thank God enough for him being in my life. He's an absolutely amazing friend.
I think this.
Well, appreciate you, but he is amazing. So most of the time people don't have his intention in a positive way. See, he was just projecting all the light that was possible for a human to do, more than me. And so you can see he got really, really warm when I was, what I'm talking about him now, but he is amazing. And so know you got a keeper and know he's a winner. Just know that. Okay. And trust him. Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
Good luck, honey. Good luck to both of you. Appreciate you. God, that was nice. I got a high from
him.
I liked him. Oh my God. I really loved him because he really wanted her to do so good. You know, he just wants her to be okay. That's his only intention. What a beautiful thing. Aww. That's really good. Yeah, that's what your soulmate ought to do, right? And so that's perfect. That's perfect. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Edwina, who's been waiting so long to get on. Thank you, Edwina, for being so patient. We love you. We appreciate you.
Hey, my girl. Hey. What are you doing?
Hey, Gary. Hey, Michelle. Hey, Dean. I did not know y'all was going to call me. Oh, my God. Hey.
What's your question?
I'm in Lake Las Vegas. So, Gary, oh, God, there's so much going on. Financially, what do you see for me? I need help. I'm going through so much with this daughter of mine, trying to get this FEMA. I haven't even been able to get her casted yet. Like,
here's what I see. Just ask God for the spiritual gifts you need to get you through. And I see God giving you the spiritual gift of a golden highway. Just say, God, give me a spiritual gift of a golden highway.
Spiritual gift of a golden highway.
Okay, there you go. You got it. Okay, now ask God for the spiritual gift of a golden sword.
God, can I please have a spiritual gift of the golden sword?
Reach and get it. Okay. Clear all around you. That'll get rid of your lack. There we go. That'll also get rid of all you guys' lack. So if you ask God for the gift of a golden sword, and it's got a diamond edge. This golden sword's really cool. It's got a diamond edge on it. And you want to, there you just clear all around you. That'll get rid of your lack, demons. Now there we are. Now look how you feel. Now you got really hot, girl. Feel that?
Yes, it's sweating. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. And now then I see pots of gold. I see pots of gold. Take your pots of gold. Reach and pull your pots of gold into your body. There we go. Perfect. 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 There you go. Now you got it going on. Good. I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to do anything else. There you are. Good luck. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're good.
I am.
All right.
Thank you,
Edwina. I love you,
Dad. Love you too.
Yeah, that's
love
good.
Too, honey.
Well, that was really bright. It was really, really bright. I could feel that. Abundance.
Yeah, we needed that one.
Yeah, we did. Gary. Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Kylie. Hi, Kylie. Thank you for being so patient, beautiful. Her. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and spotlight you. Good. Right. Thank you.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, my girl. Hi. What's your question, honey?
I've just been battling some shoulder and back pain.
Okay.
How does it?
Okay, there we go. How does it feel now? Warmer? Lighter?
Warmer, better? Actually, yeah. It's been a couple years, though. I've been doing these stretches, and it doesn't seem to be getting better. I don't know if it's something that needs surgery or if I'm doing
Do you feel it lighter right now?
A little bit lighter, yeah.
I think it'll keep on getting better and better. That's what I think. Okay?
with the stretches that I'm doing. Am I doing everything right? I don't know.
I don't feel bad about anything you're doing, but I just, what I'm saying is you had some dark energies that had nothing to do with anything here on earth, but they were attacking your bigger, higher selves. And when I cleared you, I had to go way up there and clear. I did many things in my head all at one time. And when I cleared those off of you, I felt your shoulders lighten up and I felt your back change.
My shoulder is tingling. Yeah, it's actually tingling right now.
Yeah, yeah. I got rid of what was attacking you. So let's see. See what happens. Yeah. Usually when I get rid of things that attack you, you get better. And so there we are. You look super, super bright. Feels good. I see a new car. Are you getting a new car?
I hope so.
Are you planning on one?
Well, I'm not really working that much right now, so I didn't have any plans of it. But I've had this car for about 5-6 years, and it's been due for an upgrade.
Okay. I see you manifesting a new car. So if you try a little bit, you're going to get a new car. That's what I see. See, when awesome. when I see things manifesting to someone, I see them flying around your head. So I see this new car flying around your head. So that means you're manifesting a new car. I don't know if you got pissed off with your old one recently, but I just see you getting, that's what I see. I see you getting a new car. So good luck with all that. It looks good.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate right. you.
Hey, you. Thanks. Awesome. Thanks.
Good luck, Kylie.
Yeah. Yeah. I see her getting lighter and lighter and lighter. Awesome. A lot of times, guys, when you get rid of your dark energies and your physical body, so you can have demons inside your body, or you can have demons outside your body. You can have dark energies inside your body, or you can have dark energy blocks outside your body. When you got the ones inside your body, they cause health issues. And so if you clear those, your health issues will many times get better. And so that's what happens. That's really good. Michelle, we got time for one more.
Yes, please. Thank you, Gary. You're awesome. I got one more. His name, well, on the screen, it says owner.
Oh,
but
neat.
I don't know his real name. So okay, if you can please let us know what your name is and where you're from.
Yeah, my real name is Clifford Gregory Can. I go by Greg. And thank you. I appreciate this.
Hey, I appreciate you.
I would like to get the money blocks cleared, and I'm wondering how much you charge for that, because I'd really like to be able to give some money to Kevin to get rid of those lawyers.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, that'll help him. That's really, really good.
I also want to start a children's charity camp.
Yeah, I think that you're going to be successful with both. And I'm just getting rid of your money blocks right now, and I'm not charging anything. I'm just.
Well, thank you so much.
I'm talking to you on the show. And so there we go. And so
thank you.
Yeah, there. God, you're easy, too. You're really easy to clear. Sometimes when people have really great intentions, it's really easy to get rid of their dark energies that are trying to block who they want to be.
Okay.
So I was able to clear all that off of you pretty easy, and now your hands are getting lighter.
Yes, they are. Yes.
Yeah, you feel that.
They're also getting hotter.
Yeah, well, when they get hot, that's just God light, you know, heaven's light rolling into your physical body. And so, and your hands are getting light because you have good intentions. You're wanting to help heal children. You're wanting to help, you know, heal Kevin. And so these are good intentions. Good intentions also go hand in hand with being spiritually gifted. And so, but I see you looking fantastic, and I see you being able to do all your goals will come true.
Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yeah, sure, buddy.
My mom is turning 100 in October, and I told her I'm giving her 10 more years. She got mad at me for that because she's ready to go. Do you have any idea how long she's going to last? Just curious.
I think that she...
Her first name is Evelyn. Evelyn.
I think she has bouts of feeling pretty good these days.
Well, she's looking good. She's looking good. Yeah. I saw her about 2 weeks ago, and she makes most people in their 50s look bad.
Well, it's crazy these days. Age is just kind of a number.
The mindset.
Right. You know, at the beginning of the show tonight, I had my friend Voltage, you know, who's turning 80, and a couple of other people, myself. You actually can just think young and be young.
Yes.
That's the key. But your mom looks like she can hang around as long as she wants to, is what I see. And so she looks good to me.
Well, I'm almost the same age as Kevin. Kevin's about 73 and I'm 70.
Wow. Well, you're looking good.
And thank you so much for your time. Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the retreat. Once the money starts flowing in, I definitely want to be there. And I just got to find my passport. I have no idea where I put it. I got back from the Dominican 4.5 years ago, and I have no idea where it is.
Okay. Well, I look very forward to seeing you. I look forward to seeing you. Beautiful. Oh, hi. And thank you, buddy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see. Isn't that cool? His mom's turning 100.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. Happy birthday to her, too. Look at all these good looking young people.
What's going on? That's crazy. That's really crazy. And so I appreciate you guys. Thank you for joining me here on Tapping In. I love you. I appreciate everything and everybody so much. And I look really forward to seeing you in Ojai, California. That's really coming up soon. So make sure you book with Michelle, 702-822-0548, 702-822-0548, or GarySpivey.com. And I really look forward to hanging out in Ojai. I'll be there. We got the Tibetan monks there. Kevin's going to stop by and be there as well. And so I look forward to seeing you guys. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you again.